This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I have been working to invent a new spell called the Gift of Lesser Talk. It doesn't seem to be helping with my small talk at social gatherings, and I often find myself drained. Magic may not be the answer, but I know therapy can help. Do you know what's the right amount of socializing for you? Or how you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to stop draining your social battery and start living your best life. Therapy has allowed me to focus on better interactions in my own relationships so I can really enjoy my life and share the things I value with friends. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. And yet, like cicadas burrowing from the earth or Pennywise dragging himself from the sewers of Derry, here we are again with another episode. In the center of town, the new podcast bell clangs. But on the outskirts, a young woman watches the sun melt into the horizon from the doorway of a darkened house. She marks the silence, then mutters to herself, "Don't start a game of chess with a handful of pawns." In the morning, she'll throw her bags in the car and start driving. But first, there's time for one more listen. So she sits back to enjoy the show.
From the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 6 years and several months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast chronicling our quest to defeat the Dark Lord, and also just to stop any political unrest in Northeastia while there's a transfer of power of who's going to be the region of Northeastia. You know, that old kind of story. I am joined, as always, by my co-host. I'm going to just say it. Frankly, he's got too many animals with him. Chunt the Talking Badger.
Oh, yeah, baby. It's so fun to have, you know, just some compatriots, some companions. You know, it's just, it feels nice to be responsible for things, I guess. So I have three pets, and of course I am babysitting, but I lost track of them. But
what's this now?
I lost track of them, but okay. I'm sure they'll come back. But it is so nice to be connected with nature out here, like to get away from, the city was so cool, and it, you know, I'm sure it will be cool when we go back, but to just escape for a little bit, to reconnect with nature, it's kind of, you know, I don't know. I feel like I want to write poetry or something. Like, I keep staring at this pond over here, this sort of silver pond, and I feel like I have a whole poem I want to write.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Is it going to be, like, really upbeat, a really upbeat poem?
It'll probably be sad.
Oh.
In order for something to be a poem, I think it has to be tragic.
Huh.
You never hear any funny poems, right? Those are limericks.
Oh, that's right. This is what I was thinking about. I prefer limericks.
Oh, I dread seeing a silver pond, for I know next comes the golden pond, where I must eventually retire myself.
That reminds me, what was that play that I thought was called On Golden Bond, but was about two old guys who have sweaty nuts?
I think you're thinking about the play about Shaq.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Wet Nuts. That's right. Clearly worth revisiting.
Arnie, if the poems are too sad and you don't want to look at this pond, I could build a wall den.
A wall den pond?
I could build a wall then.
Oh, I'm sorry.
To block you, your view from the pond.
Okay. I mean, I'm all right with this pond.
Okay.
I'm also joined by my other co-host, Usidore the Blue.
I am Usidore, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiangalak, the dwarves know me as Zonin and Hoogstanges, and I am known in the northeast as Gasmoedius Maystar. But there may be other secret names. Names? That if e'er I did sneak upon you in the night and whisper what? Them in your ear, a dream unlike any other would begin to form in thine brain that would surely drive you mad.
Ooh, that's good. I'm going to use that in my poem. A dream unlike any other. Each day a bone in the ribs of life. This is good stuff.
This is good stuff.
Ugh, I knew we shouldn't have gone out into the nature. You're starting to write poems. You're talking about sneaking into my room at night and whispering things in my ear that's going to drive me insane?
Arnie, this isn't just nature. This is a unicorn ranch, which isn't just my favorite dressing for a salad, but it is a way for us to reconnect with nature, okay?
Also, why do you think nature requires a definite article?
I don't know.
The nature.
Look, yes, I was an English major in college back on my world. Do I remember any of it? No.
The nature. The nature.
Arnie, what's an adverb?
What's an adverb you?
Huh, touche. Arnie, do you want to meet some of the, you know, we're here at the Unicorn Ranch. Oh, watch out, watch out. Oh, sorry. There's a cattle snake there.
A cattle?
Yeah,
cattle
you hear that?
Snake?
Yep, you hear that ominous moo? That's a cattle snake. Be careful.
Oh my God, there's a snake with a cow on it, the end of its tail.
Yeah, let's go with that.
It shakes its tail and moves. It's terrifying.
Oh.
It'll squirt milk at you if you're not careful.
Well, howdy, partners. Must be my party of three that I've been waiting on.
Oh, yes. I thought ahead to make a reservation. I am Usidore, the blue great wizard of Foon.
Hi, and I'm Chunt the Shapeshifter. It's so nice to meet you.
And I'm Arnie. I'm from another world.
Oh, well, it's real nice to meet you. Welcome to the Unicorn Ranch.
Ooh.
Mate, I offer you some refreshment.
Oh, that would be lovely. It's a pleasure to meet you. I must ask, what is thy name?
Oh, my name's Greg.
Greg, I'm sorry. You caught me off guard because, this is awkward.
No, go ahead and say it. I don't get upset by things.
Oh, well, I didn't expect to come to a unicorn ranch and be greeted by a winged horse.
A peg of what? Well, I'm a unicorn. My brother Chad always said I just didn't get baked right. I didn't come out with a horn like he did. I just came out with these darned old wings that don't do nothing but lay there.
Oh, so you are a unicorn.
I mean, I was born into a family of unicorns and this family business of unicorn ranching. So, I mean, what else could I be?
I can't argue with that. You're a very beautiful unicorn and maybe one of the most unique.
Well, that's not what Chad says. Chad says I ain't nothing but an old baloney pony.
Oh.
Well, that's very sad.
Chad sounds 300 years old.
I take issue with Chad. I think you shouldn't listen to him. I think you should listen to the beautiful creature that resides within inside yourself.
Oh, well, goodness. Well, that's why they stick me up here at the front gate to greet everyone, because I'm not allowed to go out on the drives, but that's what you guys are here for, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, so you see, Arnie, in Foon, when you live in a large city like Northeastia, sometimes you need to get out and you need to experience, as you would say, the nature. Mm-hmm, and one way to do that is to go to a unicorn ranch and to go on a unicorn drive.
Oh, I mean, this sounds very exciting. I'm excited.
Yes.
Well, we need to get you all outfitted.
Oh, great.
Oh, well, you know what? And I'm so sorry, Greg. Could you excuse me for just one moment? I want to ask. There's something like a personal thing I wanted to ask Usador and Chunt about.
Oh, what is it?
Is this about your neck?
What about my neck?
A weird neck, and it just seems like you finally noticed it, or?
I don't.
Oh, I mean, what were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say, I know, like, everything on this world isn't exactly what I expect, so I just want to be clear. Do unicorns sometimes have floppy wings instead of horns?
No, I've never noticed that before. I think this might be a Pegasus, and he doesn't know.
If I'm being honest, I think it's a Gregicus.
Oh, we should find out. Well, I guess we shouldn't find out. We should just accept them as they are, they're lovely the way they are.
Sure.
Chunt, yeah. Good job bringing up the thing about the neck.
Oh, thank you.
Let's get back to Greg.
Someone needs to say something.
Greg, correct me if I'm wrong. When we do see unicorns, such as yourself, we're supposed to feed them with our fingers curled upwards so that they can suck on our fingers if they want to?
Oh, that's right. It's just like when you're chopping, when you learn how to correctly use a knife, you're supposed to curl your fingers under so you don't chop the tips of them off. And it's the opposite with unicorns. You want them to have all your fingertips so they can chop them off, they can suck them off. It's real fun for them.
That does sound fun.
So wait, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I just want to be clear. How many people come here and pay for a day to see the unicorns so they can get sucked off?
I mean, we see a million customers a year.
So you got to imagine at least 5% of those are here to get sucked off by unicorns.
Arnie, you didn't even have to ask that question. Look at the sign here. Unicorn Ranch. Over a million sucked.
Oh.
Come on.
Okay.
I mean, if you live in a big city like Northeastia, like you said, I said before, it pays to go out and to discover nature again and to relax with a unicorn by your side as a unicorn takes you on a beautiful ride through the countryside and perhaps through the town. And meanwhile, as you're being sucked off, you just feel the relaxation coursing through your entire body.
Wait, so you're riding a unicorn... And also holding your hand.
Don't worry, you'll find out.
All the
suckers
it's
get
true.
Sucked.
It's true. You hold your hand in front of its mouth. We call it a reach around. It's awkward, but it's worth it.
I always thought it was called road hand, but I think that's reach around is probably much better.
Saddle hand, perhaps. Arnie, whatever you do, don't keep your hand flat. Now, Gregicus, Greg the unicorn.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to be presumptuous, but... It feels like you're a little self-conscious about your lack of horn. I have this corn dog that I was going to finish, but I can give you this corn dog if you want to tape it to your forehead.
Oh, that's a great idea. Or I could just use the stick and stick it into my eye.
Don't stick it in your eye. You have beautiful eyes.
Well, I can't imagine it staying on with just tape.
Ah. That is where it is useful to have a powerful wizard with you. I shall use my magic to stick this stick on your forehead.
Oh, that's fantastic!
Usador, I didn't even think about using your magic instead of taping a corn dog.
What?
Why don't you make the corn dog grow a horn, and then we can tape that to their head?
Oh, I didn't think of that either. Honestly, I was just going to say some magical bullshit and then put a little bit of, sticky glue there.
Usador, John, I don't think we should put... anything sharp anywhere close to Greg, because they're clearly going to hurt themselves.
If a corn dog's considered sharp, then I'm out.
Here, I shall now use a magical incantation
Wait, I don't know if I'm ready for all this. I mean, I've been looking up to all these unicorns my whole life and just feeling inferior, and I mean, maybe I'm just not worth all that magic. I maybe shouldn't have a horn. I don't know if I can handle its powers.
Well, you've got 30, 35 minutes to think about it, and if you decide you want to have a horn by the end of this episode, we'll give you a horn. But take your time, think about it. I understand it's a big change.
Yeah, okay. You know what, Usador, I think maybe we should learn from this ourselves. We should maybe have a new policy. Let's not magically change anybody until at least after the break, right? Because sometimes we just really rush into it.
Ta-da, 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 ta-da. I fixed your neck.
Oh, this feels weird.
It looks much better.
Everything looks a little too level.
Greg, if it makes you feel better, you wouldn't quite be a unicorn. You'd be a unicorn dog, which is just a slightly unique version of...
That sounds great. A unicorn dog. I'll take that into consideration as I'm deciding over the next 35 minutes if I'm up for it.
Oh, good, good. Can we get shown around a little bit? Is that okay?
Well, yes. You're mentioning the costumes or the things that we have to change into?
Well, we need to get outfitted. I wouldn't call it a costume. Oh. It's not a shitty little fuck around we're doing. This is serious business.
Yeah, it's not a shitty little fuck around, Ani.
That's
How
right.
How dare you?
I'm sorry we passed the shitty little fuck around on our way here, and I got confused about where we were going.
That's a great bar. I heard that's where I was conceived.
Well...
Okay, now everybody needs to go to their lockbox. Each one of you have one that's got your name on it.
Oh,
now that's
wonderful.
Got everything you need to put on so that you're safe out on the trails.
Whoa, oh, I got mine open. Arnie, look at this, assless chaps.
Oh, okay.
Wow. That's so that both my buttholes can feel the smoothness of a unicorn's back.
Now, I understand this is some sort of cattle drive, so I'm concerned that what's inside my lockbox is a cattle costume that I am supposed to dress up like one of the cows. Am I experiencing the cattle drive from the point of view of the cow?
Well, you did make the reservation, and now you're trying to pretend that this wasn't your idea, but this is what you asked for when you paid.
Come on, Greg, play along. Let me have this moment where they think that I didn't ask to be the cow.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Oh, I'm sorry, sir, but that's just how things work around here. We find the weakest looking of the bunch, and then we put a cow costume in their lockbox.
How dare you, but I'll gladly do it.
Arnie, put on your... What do you have in your locker?
Oh, why is my locker... There's a knife and a note that says, you know what to do.
Huh.
Well... That's part of the game, and you'll figure it out, just like I'll figure out if I want to become a unicorn by the end of this. Well, a unicorn with a horn, that is.
I think we're all going to learn a lot about ourselves today.
Yeah.
We certainly are, and there's many educational opportunities. For example, each one of you's got to find your right unicorn. Now, do you know how to correctly size yourself to the right size unicorn? Any guesses?
You measure from your elbow to your middle finger, and that's the size of horn you want?
Oh, my God, that is exactly right.
I did it.
It's almost like you've done this before.
They don't know that I've done this before.
I can't believe you got that right. You could have never done this before. How's that?
Thank you. Very good. Thank you.
Okay, so let's see. From my elbow to the tip of my finger. Okay, let me size up. All right. Ooh, I think I found one. It's a little tiny unicorn. This must be a little baby.
That's right. We have all shapes and sizes of unicorns. Now, do you know how long unicorns live?
I thought forever.
That's right. So a baby, I mean, we have no idea how old he is. He could be 400 years for all we know.
Aw.
Arnie, where
did that baby come from? You don't know how old it is?
No, because age is time. I don't know how it works.
It sounds like most of the babies come from the shitty little fuck around from what Greg was saying before.
That's right. That's where I came from. And the babies just show up. Everybody goes to bed. And once a year, everybody wakes up the next morning and there's just some babies running around.
What a beautiful picture that one day the grounds are just covered with baby unicorns. Just a whole new batch appears. I love that image. And I've certainly never seen it because this is my first time here.
It is beautiful It is beautiful to behold. But, you know, however these unicorns get here, there's a lot of them that next day. But that's because so many of them die. So it's actually a pretty exciting day in the morning, but then it gets pretty grim by the evening.
A lot of goring.
That's right.
Yeah.
Little unicorns, they don't know how their legs work yet, and them horns are real sharp.
Oh, are they kind of like puppies where their teeth are, like, extra sharp at first?
Yeah, and their breath smells weird, but you think it's cool, but then you find out it's because of some kind of worm thing that makes their breath smell like that.
Oh, I can't ride on the back of this baby unicorn. It's so tiny. Do you mind if, instead of riding it, I just walk with it arm in arm like at prom?
Oh, that's absolutely fine. You just got to make sure to leave enough distance in between you for Jesus.
Oh.
All right, everybody suited up and found their unicorn?
I'm all set. I'm ready to go.
Oh, I hate pick. I mean, I don't want to make any of the unicorns feel bad by not picking them.
You seem like you're having some reservations. You want to talk about anything?
Well, of course we have reservations. Usador, you called ahead, right?
Yeah, I made reservations.
Yeah, we have reservations.
Ani, do you have another reservation?
Well, do the unicorns feel bad if you don't pick them?
Well, we tell people that they don't because, you know, we don't want our guests to have a lot of guilt when they're having this magnificent adventure. But the truth is, you must have high emotional intelligence to have caught on so quickly. They do get quite sad. It's like when you go to a strip club and there's a lot of strippers that are trying to get you to go to the back room with them, but you can only pick one because it's expensive.
Sure. We're talking about the shitty little fuck around again, right?
Yeah.
And I guess also, just like a strip club, I can tell that all these unicorns are really into me. This is so wild.
They totally are.
Greg, would you mind, which unicorn here gets picked the least? Maybe I can help out a unicorn that never gets picked.
Oh, that's real sweet. It's like going to the pound and picking out the dog that's been there the longest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you see over there? Over behind that tree, that walnut tree?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean that dirty lump of sack? Or what is that? Is that some sort of pile of dead fruit? Or oh, goddesses, it has a horn. That's a unicorn?
I thought it was a donkey eating a potato.
Yeah, it does look like a giant pile of shit, but it does have a horn, the only thing that you have to have to be a unicorn.
Looks like dirty laundry with a mouth.
That's Francis. Francis has been here for a long time, longer than any of us remember. And as we established earlier, well, unicorns never die, so we don't know how old Francis is, but we think he might be the very first unicorn ever to have existed.
Oh, wow. What a joy to ride the first unicorn, even though it's decrepit and looks like a sack of shit that just is going to die any second, even though it won't because it's immortal.
Wait till you smell him.
I can smell him from here.
Yeah, we can smell him from here.
And Greg, just to be clear, unicorns never die unless another unicorn gores them with their horn, right?
That's right. And then they die a terrible, elongated death.
It's very, very sad to watch.
Wait a minute. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Probably not.
Should we have a good old-fashioned game of chicken where we put one of you on Francis and one of you on a young unicorn that knows his stuff and see if we can get that one to gore Francis and put him out of his misery?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Ernie?
I was thinking about the show Extant on Earth, but that sounds like it would work. Wait, am I going to be riding a dying unicorn?
You just said you want the one that's picked least.
Yeah.
I think it has to be you. Okay. But there is one concern. I mean, I don't know if it's true or not, but I've heard that if the first unicorn ever to have existed dies, then all unicorns cease to exist.
I've never heard that, but it sounds right to me.
Okay, so that's one con to this plan. But are there any more pros?
Would all that unicorn magic be released out into the world and potentially create beautiful rainbows and love and goodness and understanding?
Probably. It'd be like Easter eggs scattered all over the place, and anybody that picks one up becomes a magical creature.
Mm-hmm. Ani, have you ever had an Eastern egg?
What is an Eastern egg?
An Eastern egg is an egg that you get from the far eastern regions of Foon. They're very big, but when you crack them open, there's a white and a yolk and a little prize.
Oh, what?
That just makes you happy. Oh, you know, like a ring or maybe a whistle.
Huh.
Big chickens. And I guess they just eat a bunch of weird shit.
So they might have, like, eaten a referee, and then they digested most of it.
Oh, yes. Those chickens definitely are mostly fed on referees.
That's how eggs work, right? What you eat ends up inside the egg?
Mostly, but there's also dadberry eggs, where if any dad in Foon eats a lot of berries, the dad will lay an egg. But the inside is a little different. It's a little sweeter, a little creamier. It's good
like
for one bite, and then I never want to eat another one again.
Sure.
Until the next year, and then I'm like, I think I do want this. And then I take one bite and I go, never again, get this health food away from me. And then the following year, I'm like, oh, I think I like these. And then I take one bite, and again, it's just, it's a vicious circle.
Arnie, have you ever had peeps?
Like buds?
No, it's when a stranger looks at you in the night through the window and watches you sleep.
You're talking about yourself, aren't you?
Shh, quiet.
Greg, I'd be remiss to ask, how do I phrase this? Saying that you think you're a unicorn, to put that nicely, has anybody ever chosen you?
Oh, no. Chad made sure to tell me that I was never allowed to get chosen, that nobody was ever allowed to ride me because I was no good and somebody could get hurt, and that I was not fit to be on the trails with a passenger on my back.
I'd really like to have some words with Chad.
He's real big.
Uh-oh. Oh, never mind. I was going to say, do you want us to beat up Chad? But I'm joking. That's just a joke.
How big? How big? How big of a unicorn is Chad?
Over there, I thought was a big white tree, but am I crazy? Is that a unicorn leg?
Look at him, shimmering in the sunlight. You can see the heat coming off of his massive body as he stands up. Oh, isn't he glorious? Too bad he's such an asshole.
Yeah, speaking of which, we're at an angle to really get a look at his asshole, too. Oof,
so much heat.
He's beautiful, but huge. Like a small house or like a big shed. That's kind of the size of a unicorn that I would describe him as for our listening audience. Yet, his large size does intimidate me, but yet I think I must have words with Chad before we do leave here today.
Well, good luck.
I shall go do it right now. Chad, come here. I have to speak to you. You have been cruel to your friend Greg. You're very...
Oh, shit. Chad just swallowed him. Wow.
Oh. Oh, well, my. We knew something would kill Usador eventually. I just didn't expect it to happen at a unicorn farm. Ranch.
Fuck, is this... Greg, does this mean we can't ride it anymore?
Well... I don't like to tell people this when they first come in the gates, but as you can probably tell, most unicorns are assholes. Chad's not a special case. He's just one of the guys around here. I'm very sorry about your friend. If you'd like, I can bury him out back in the pond.
Honestly, no need. Just a partial refund, if you don't mind.
Sure. I can feed the rest of his body to the unicorns. They like fresh meat.
Oh. I guess I always imagined that unicorns were vegetarian.
No, they love bloody raw meat. They like to pull it right off of an animal as it's dying. They're vicious creatures.
Arnie, Usador's gonna be fine, but we need that partial refund.
Oh, that's right.
Pretend like Usador's dead.
Okay. Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm sorry. Our friend that is definitely not borderline immortal is gone, so... Oh. We're going to need that partial refund. I don't know, like, do we have to fill anything out to get that back?
Well, I mean, I don't usually deal with the finances around here. I can't get into the system. They didn't give me a password to get in, but I guess I could just pull this wad of money out of my boot. I wear boots. And, you know, just peel off a few hundreds, however much. I don't even know how much they charge for these things. I was saving up this money to get the plumbing fixed in my RV, but it's okay. I'll give you a partial refund out of my own cash.
Oh, Chunt.
Oh, I feel bad. Greg has an RV, a resident village. I mean, it's so much money to keep a village going. I feel so bad. Mm-hmm. Maybe. I have some. Do you mind if maybe I just keep the chaps and you keep the money?
Sure. I mean, if you take them down to the shitty little fuck around, you can probably fetch quite a nice price for those things.
All right. Deal.
Do they have merch at the shitty little fuck around? Because I would love to walk away with a t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. They have trucker's hats because those seem to come in and out of style every 5 or 10 years, you know. and they have low-rise jeans like the kind that Britney Spears used to wear. At the height of her fame? That say shitty little fuck around down one leg?
So, now, on my world, it's so funny. On my world, there's someone named Britney Spears, but who... Greg, who is Britney Spears around here?
Oh, well, she's actually Chad's wife, and her name is Spears because the Spears family of unicorns, well, they have more than one horn. The whole right side of their body is lined with horns. They're very deadly.
Oh, God. How many people die here? Like, I guess I didn't think about this place being dangerous at all.
Oh, well, I know I told you that we had 1 million visitors a year, and, well, let's just say that pond out back's pretty full of dead bodies.
Yeah, looking at it closely from here, it kind of looks like I could walk across the top of that pond.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to, though. It's pretty slippery.
I quickly made it my way through Chad's digestive system, and now I am back.
Goodness, what was it like in there?
You know, sometimes when you're inside someone and you're about to exit their asshole, you think, this guy's just a jerk.
Oh, that's what, cool.
What about his digestive system made you think that?
You know, just had sort of an attitude and all the belt buckles.
Mm. And a lot of shitty posters on the intestine walls.
Yeah, a lot of weird posters.
Yeah.
A lot of blacklight stuff. Not my jam.
Totally.
Probably bought a lot of those posters from that weird guy Spencer.
Yeah.
Well, there's two Spencers. They suck.
Why don't we take a quick break and then begin our journey?
Yeah, can we hose Usador off somehow? He's really covered in unicorn shit.
No, thank you.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow. I think this might be the first time we've recorded an episode while riding unicorns.
Well, I'm walking arm in arm with this baby unicorn, but you guys are riding. Slow down just a little bit. Slow down.
Oh, yes.
Now, partners, I just want to remind you, this isn't all fun and games. You do have a job to do. While you're on the back of these unicorns, you've got to drive these cattle onto the trail. We got to get them to the other side of the ranch, just like you would have in olden times.
Yeah, I never understood that. Arnie, in olden times in Foon, there were these ranchers, and they would herd cattle to one side and then herd them back to the other side and then herd them to the other side and back and forth. And I just never understood why.
Yeah, Greg, what's up with all of this herding and moving of the unicorns?
That's a very good question, and it allows me to give you some more education around
Ooh.
It. Now, you see, the way that it works is that there's some land that's better for cows to be on because there's more for them to eat and they have more space. But sadly, at the end of their lives, they got to go get slaughtered so that hungry people can eat them up. So the easiest way in olden times to get a bunch of cows from one place to another, because there weren't any vehicles to do that, was to make them walk there to their death. Isn't that nice?
What a funny story.
It's an amazing and beautiful part of the tapestry of Foon. That's why I've decided today to dress like cattle myself. Even though I'm riding atop a unicorn, I want the cattle to have something to aspire to.
That's right, and don't forget, wave up there, Chris is our photographer, and he's making a DVD full of photographs for you to take home with you.
Oh,
that's wonderful. I can't wait to remember everything we've documented here today.
Oh, and Arnie, just so you know, on a ranch, DVD stands for Die, Viciously Die.
Oh.
Yeah, so they just, as the cattle are killed in the abattoir,
what's this?
There's an abattoir.
Abattoir?
Yeah, an abattoir is where cows are killed, slaughtered even. The photographer will capture our image in a painting while the cows are dying viciously.
Also have an abattoir at the shitty little fuck around.
Mama mia, really?
Yeah, you can get in. It's fun.
My, my. I don't think I could resist that.
Not many can.
Well, Greg, I must ask you more about your life here on the ranch. Every day thou dost drive the cattle back and forth and bring the folks from the city here to experience something from Foon's past. What are your dreams? Is this everything you want in life?
To be honest with you, I never thought I could have dreams. I mean, of course I always wanted to be a unicorn and look like all the people in my family, but I'm not that, so I just have to be resigned to my fate. I mean, you know, the cool thing is when the unicorns... Oh, and you guys can do this if you want. You don't have to stay on the trail. If you touch the end of their horn, they'll levitate, kind of just fly above the ground. And, you know, I always hoped that I could fly too, but without a horn, I guess I'll never be able to. So, yeah, I guess those are some of my hopes and dreams. Thanks for asking.
But, Greg, you have two big, beautiful wings. Have you ever extended those wings and attempted to find some purchase within the air and raise thyself up off the ground?
Why, I didn't even know that was possible. I mean, like this?
You're beginning to do it.
Oh, my goodness. They're so weak from never being used. They're atrophied, but... Oh, my goodness. Am I doing it?
You're doing it.
Yeah.
What a glorious moment.
Oh, suck it, Chad. Suck it.
Yes, Chad, suck it.
Yeah, Chad, suck it.
Man, Greg is really slamming their hooves against their crotch to make that motion of suck it.
It looks painful, frankly.
It doesn't hurt.
Oh, hoof in the crotch doesn't hurt a Pegasus. No, Greg, you have finally found your true purpose, to be a flying horse, not a horned horse. I could not be prouder of you, and I must ask you a question that I ask so many of our guests. Will you join mine quest, leave this life behind you, and then help me defeat evil in all its forms as we put together a band of merry adventurers who wish nothing more than to defeat the Dark Lord?
Why, it seems only right. After you help me realize my full potential, I will happily be in your army.
Oh, what a glorious day. I have added a Pegasus to my ranks. I'll call you when we're ready to get started.
Yeah.
Okay,
Greg,
cool.
This is great. All this time, you were just an ugly duckling.
Hey, you know what I realized is that if unicorns cease to exist, I ain't got nothing to worry about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so roll the dice. Fuck them. Let's go.
Yeah, I guess if unicorns cease to exist, like, everyone that's treated you poorly or didn't appreciate you enough would just disappear in a moment.
Wow, that kind of power is really thrilling to think about. I mean, how do you feel, Arnie?
Well, you know what? I'm going to say, I've been using this knife. I've been stabbing Francis in the back, like, this whole time, and there's a lot of blood, but it doesn't seem to be slowing Francis down that much.
Why would you do that?
That's what I'm supposed to do, right? I'm supposed to kill Francis.
Oh, you sir, calm down. You can't even tell he's been cut a million times.
I suppose it's fine. I don't know. But if all the unicorns were destroyed, here's a consequence we hadn't considered before. Now, Greg may not be familiar with Fizzle Von Pizzlewich, the most famous unicorn dentist in all of Foon, one of our favorite guests on the show. I couldn't live with myself.
Oh.
Yeah, would this happen to just, like, northeastern unicorns or all unicorns? Because there's also that unicorn we met who, and this isn't going to mean anything to you, it sort of sounded like Peter Sagal.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess we can't be sure. So maybe instead of killing everybody that ever did me wrong, maybe I should just use these big old wings and fly to a new life.
Oh, what a beautiful thought. You're freeing yourself. You're shaking off the dust of this little town, and you're going to make a new life for yourself. I think you're going to make it after all.
Oh, I wish I was wearing a hat, because I'd throw it in the air right now.
Oh, here, take mine.
Oh, thanks. Check this out, guys.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah, you're never getting that back, John.
So charming.
That really flew.
It just stuck up in the air. It's just floating there.
So now, I'm not really familiar, what do Pegasuses do in Foon?
I mean, I certainly don't know. I didn't even know what one was until you guys showed up.
Yeah, right. Usador, what can Greg expect now if they decide to embrace their Pegasus hood?
Well, I honestly don't know how you came to be here. I feel like these unicorns may have abducted you when you were a very small cult. I've met
It's a cult situation.
Yes, I've
met... You gotta get out of this cult.
You have to get out of this cult. I've known several Pegasuses and Pegasevens.
It's Pegasi.
I know what it is. I've known some Pegasevens, and, they're just flying horses that are incredibly powerful. They often team themselves with powerful knights and other adventurers to help defeat evil, and other times they just deliver packages.
Oh, that's nice. I mean, I was thinking I wouldn't mind being a homemaker, you know?
That's a beautiful thought. Create your own happy home. Casting off the cruelty of your youth and creating a home and hearth that is warm and welcoming to all who do appear.
That's right. I can have people over for tea, and I can bake bread, and I can mend pants that have holes in them. Oh, it just seems so nice.
And if you ever get tired of that, you can also be a home wrecker and burn it all down.
Oh, like all the ones that the shitty little fuck around.
You know, I'm going to take a leap here and say that you seem pretty attached to this shitty little fuck around, and just by glance when you took off your boots, love those boots, by the way, I'm curious why you just wear them on the back two legs, but I saw enough money that you could probably purchase the shitty little fuck around.
Wait a minute. That's a great idea. I can be a homemaker and be a business owner. I can do anything I want. The shitty little fuck around's mine, and I'm not going to change a thing. Even the carpet. Why is it carpeted? Nobody knows.
Yeah,
they've been allowing smoking in there for a long time, and it is a bad idea. And
gross.
The wallpaper's flocked. Oh, God, there's so many surfaces for scents to get trapped in.
Oh, yeah.
But now you'll fill it with new scents as you bake a warm blueberry pie and place it on the sill of the shitty little fuck around while women dance without their clothes on.
Oh, isn't it beautiful to think about? It'll be so sweet and warm, and there'll be titties everywhere.
I'm sorry, I can't help it, but I'm beginning to cry.
Well, I'll say, the three of you have a lifetime pass. You can come to the shitty little fuck around anytime you want, and you get free drinks all night long.
Oh. No thanks.
What? Why don't you want the drinks, Usador?
Have you been there? Smells fucking terrible.
I guess I just like the name. I thought it would be fun.
No, we wish you all the best, and we think that this enterprise shall be amazing, but just no thanks.
That's cool.
Well, Greg, I'm so excited for you, and you should embrace whatever dream you have. I mean, if it were me and I discovered that I had wings that could make me fly around, I would maybe, like, do stuff with that. But, like, if being a homemaker and owning a restaurant, like, a couple of feet from where you were before is what you want to do, then great, do that.
Hey, that's real nice. It seemed kind of judgmental as you were saying it, but thanks.
Oh, shit. She sees me. She's one of the first people here that gets... Guys, Usador, Chun, I don't know if you've noticed this, but sometimes I couch criticism when I'm pretending to be saying something positive.
What?
What?
That can't be right.
But that means...
Yeah,
wait
and it's not like you guys are so stupid that you never notice that sort of thing, because you're really smart, not two fucking dildos.
Aww, wait a minute. Thanks, I have to think about everything you've said to me for the last 6 years. Nope. All sounds good.
Well, it seems like we've changed Greg's life. Should you stop stabbing Francis?
My arm is getting really tired.
Oh. Greg, do you want us, on our way out, do you want us to try and kill Chad again?
I mean, if you wouldn't mind. It couldn't hurt.
Arnie, maybe cut off Francis's horn, because the only way to kill Chad is with a unicorn horn.
This is a beyond my... I don't have enough upper body strength to do that. Usador, do you want to cut this horn off, or Chunt?
Let me speak to Francis for a moment. I shall whisper in Francis's ear.
Okay.
Francis, I think you are the first unicorn that ever existed. And I think if you gore Chad, I think you might also be a vampire who will take his unicorn power through your horn and reinvigorate yourself to your original glory. And Chad's a total dick.
So seems like a stretch.
Go for it, Francis. Go for it. He's doing it! He's riding off! He's left Arnie behind, bucked him right off. Arnie, are you all right?
Oh, God, he bucked me right off.
Look at him. He's running towards Chad as fast as he can, and he's jumping, he's jumping.
Yeah, and as fast as he can is not super fast. It's pretty. This is going to be another half hour at least.
Yeah, let's edit. You know what? I'm going to edit this next part out just so we can get to it.
Chad's very slowly leaning over towards Francis's slow approach, and Francis just got gored by Chad.
Oh, but wait. Oh, where's my corn dog? Oh, Francis had taken my corn dog, and now Chad's eating the corn dog, and he's choking on it. He's dead. Chad is dead.
Wow. Oh, shit. Did I miss it?
Chad died. He choked on a corn dog.
I just got some sandwiches from the shitty little fuck around, and I came back, and I missed the actual thing.
Yeah, sorry. It took so long. I'm sure you'll cut a lot of that out. Yeah. Greg, I'm sorry that someone ate your corn dog. We can't make you into a unicorn now, but it seems like you're happier as a Pegasus, honestly. I know what I'll do. I'll use my great wizardly powers to conjure 4 corn dogs.
Wow! One for each of us.
One for each of us.
Oh. I mean, I did say I just got these sandwiches, so it's kind of
Shut
weird,
up, Arnie.
Just gonna tape this on my head.
Look at me!
I wanna stick the stick in my eye. Look at me!
Ugh. Chekhov's stick.
Well, Greg, Pegasus, I hardly know a kiss. Thank you for everything, and you know, you said you couldn't get into the system here at the ranch, and I have to assume that the password is probably just Chad Rules.
Well, you're probably right. Thanks, guys. I can't thank you enough, but watch out. One of the things I found that now I started using my wings is when I take flight, a few horse apples come out, if you know what I mean. So you don't want to be directly underneath me.
Oh, of course, Greg. Thank you for the warning. But I fear now we've come to the end of our time together, so we must say our parting goodbyes. Goodbye, Greg.
Goodbye.
Greg, before you go, I have one last question.
Yeah?
Why did any of these unicorns talk like this whole time? Why were you the only unicorn that talked?
I guess because I was never a unicorn to begin with.
Wow. There goes the best hat I ever gave away.
Yeah, we all fucking talk.
What?
Wait, what?
We all fucking talk.
Yeah.
You guys just didn't talk to us, you fucking pricks.
Even me, I'm a little baby, and I fucking talk.
Asshole.
Arnie, is there a third one? Is there a third one that talks, maybe?
And I don't talk much, because I'm shy. It's no reflection on you guys.
Good enough. Good enough, Unicorn.
You've been listening to Peabody Award, not even nominated for, podcast Hello from the Magic Tavern. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Greg the Unicorn, that was really a Pegasus, was played by special guest Amber Nash. You may know Amber as Pam Poovy from the critically acclaimed animated series Archer, renewed for a highly anticipated 12th season, making good on their initial promise of one season for each of Jesus' disciples. Amber also stars in the upcoming indie film How to Ruin the Holidays, very recently fully funded on Kickstarter. Amber stars alongside Colin Mockery and special needs actor Luke Davis. This adult comedy, written by Nash's husband Kevin Galise, offers a hilarious take on love, disability, and those family gatherings that test your patience. Girl, I failed that test long ago. Amber is also a board member for Project Chimps, a chimpanzee sanctuary in Georgia. Clearly, Amber is up to a lot. No, Adol, you're doing fine. So keep up with her and the rest of the Amber fam on Twitter, at Amber C. Nash. Who's ready for the ramp up to Ryan DeGiorgi and his special assistants? Hit it! Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. Almost there, folks. This episode edited by Anna Hoverman. Say it with me. Special assistance provided by Ryan DeGiorgi. There it is. It's like thanking one of the camels for the entire nativity. Here comes the wind down. Hello from the Magic Tavern. Tavern logo by Allard Leban. That was like a decade ago. And Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland, who at this point wouldn't recognize Arnie if he found him asleep on his lawn, which he has. Now, shall we sign off before Amber adds another accomplishment to her resume and we have to talk Matt out of an emotional spiral? Whoops, there he goes towards the Girl Scout cookie pantry. Spiral it is.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geo-engineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.